AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research.
Full article.
Texas Instruments rebounds to $301, with a 66% fair value premium and only modest volume behind the move. TXN's weekly recovery kept its 19-week trend signal intact, but the move remains a balanced read as 4-week follow-through is flat and participation is only 1.1x normal. Research brief. Texas Instruments rose 5.6% in the week ended 12th June 2026 to close at $301.10, repairing part of the prior week's 6.7% drop. The semiconductor bellwether remains in a constructive weekly regime, 36.8% above its trend line and 66.0% above fair value. But the latest gain came on only modestly elevated volume, and the 4-week return is still negative at negative 0.5%. Key points. 1. TXN closed at $301.10, up 5.6% for the week, and 9.2% below its 52-week high of $331.50. 2. The trend signal is active for a 19th straight week, with price 36.8% above the $220.20 trend line. 3. Fair value sits at $181.40, leaving the stock at a 66.0% premium versus the model. 4. Volume was 39.3 million shares, or 1.1x the 13-week average, which is supportive, but not a strong confirmation signal. 5. Market dynamics remains positive at 1.29, though there is no fresh buy signal, and relative strength has fallen 16.2% over 4 weeks. Weekly rebound steadies the signal, but follow-through is uneven. Texas Instruments finished the latest completed week at $301.10, gaining 5.6% after a 6.7% decline the prior week. That rebound keeps the stock in the upper portion of its yearly range at 83.2%, although it remains 9.2% below the 52-week high of $331.50. The longer view is still forceful. TXN is up 61.7% over 12 weeks, 69.8% over 26 weeks, and 58.8% over 52 weeks. The ShareMaestro setup is a balanced read rather than a clean acceleration signal. The trend signal is active with a 19-week streak, and trend breadth stands at 61.5%. But the 4-week return is slightly negative at negative 0.5%. Price is comfortably above the $220.20 trend line, yet that same distance also raises the sensitivity to any cooling in momentum. Semiconductor context is favorable, while TXN is no longer the hottest part of the group. The backdrop remains constructive for technology and stronger still for semiconductors. U.S. technology averaged a 2.0% weekly gain and a 44.7% 12-week return, while U.S. semiconductors averaged 4.3% for the week and 90.2% over 12 weeks. With 84.1% of semiconductor names in active trend and 91.3% showing positive market dynamics, TXN's 5.6% weekly move beat the broader technology average and sat ahead of the semiconductor group's average, but its 12-week gain trails the industry's 90.2% advance. Higher beta peers are setting the pace, including MRVL at 218.3% over 12 weeks, ALAB at 216.4%, and ARM at 187.7%. Against U.S. technology peers, TXN ranks in the 73.9th percentile, a strong but not dominant relative position. Momentum and volume argue for confirmation rather than complacency. Market dynamics is positive at 1.29, almost unchanged from recent weeks, and the expectation reading is positive, with a 56.68% probability. Relative strength is still elevated at 25.17, but the 16.2% 4-week decline shows momentum has lost some urgency, even as the weekly price move improved. Volume offers only partial confirmation. The latest week traded 39.3 million shares, above the 13-week average of 37.0 million and 52-week average of 35.9 million, but only at a 1.1x ratio. That is well below the 1.5x level that would suggest stronger participation. The risk side is manageable but present. 13-week volatility is 6.3% versus 5.5% over 52 weeks, and downside weeks account for 42.3% of the past year. What to watch next? The key weekly regime level remains the trend line at $220.20. A sustained hold above it would keep the current trend structure intact. while a sharper narrowing of the 36.8% cushion would mark a change in character. The $331.50 52-week high is the obvious reference point on the upside, with the current close still $30.40 below that level. The more immediate test is participation. A continued rise on 1.1 times volume would leave the move dependent on existing momentum, while a volume ratio above 1.5 times would give the next advance better evidence. Market dynamics also bears watching. It is positive, but the absence of a fresh buy signal and the recent decline in relative strength keep the case from becoming one-sided. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.